5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You're simpatico.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Gone and close the curtains, 'cause all we need is candlelight. You and me and a bottle of wine, and I'll hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away. How I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Sing tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Sing tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a lot.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I won't show high love and emotion endlessly. I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I won't show high love and emotion endlessly. So different around me. 'Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Just hold on, I'm going home. Just hold on, I'm going home. It's hard to do these things.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy, and her life's a mystery. Oh, but love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. There's something about a head on the line, it's a feeling that's fine, and I just gotta say, hey!
Let's Let's ride. And now it's time for the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Tyler Danberg.
The largest homestand of the season at Riders Field comes to a close tonight for Game 6 of 6 this week between the Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds and the Rangers-affiliated Frisco Rough Riders. Hi, everybody, and welcome into the HEB Riders Baseball Network. It's the Cacique pregame show from Frisco, Texas, alongside Josh Warden. I'm Tyler Danberg. Zach Bigley is not here tonight, but he'll be back on Tuesday when the Riders travel to Amarillo to take on the Sod Poodles. The Riders come into this ballgame 2.5 games on top of the first place Texas League South standings, right ahead of the Midland Rockhounds, who are 24-20. Frisco won its fourth straight game last night by a score of 4-3 to go to 26-17 on the year. The Riders scored the first four runs of the ball game, then a three-run triple by Drew Swift put the tying run 90 feet away. Brian Magdaleno exited. Enter Gavin Collier. He induces a pop-out for the second of the frame, and then he strikes out Junior Perez to secure his third save of the season and Frisco's third one-run victory over the last four contests. Frisco is on top of Midland in the Texas League South. San Antonio in third. And then at the bottom of the table sits Amarillo and Corpus Christi. It's in the Texas League North. Arkansas is on top of Springfield and Wichita by a game. Northwest Arkansas trails by two. And Tulsa, after a win last night, is down five games out of first. When we come back at the Cacique pregame show, we sit down with Rough Riders hitting coach Tyler Wolf. It's all coming up next to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Come celebrate the Lone Star State on Saturday, May 24th for Texas Night at Riders Field when the Rough Riders face the Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. After the game, kids can play like their favorite riders for Kids on the Bases postgame, presented by Raising Cane's. Get your tickets for May 24th at 7:05 by going to ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We welcome you back into the Cacique pregame show. It's time for our Andrews Distributing pregame interview. We're joined by Rough Riders hitting coach Tyler Wolf. Tyler, thanks for coming on. How are you doing?
I'm good. Appreciate you having me on today.
We appreciate you coming on. For those that might not be familiar with you and your role, you're a returner to the Rough Riders coaching staff. What is your role with the Rough Riders coaching staff?
Primarily hitting coach, but I also kind of help and oversee the infielders. A lot of like the infield positioning, stuff like that also is down to me. And then with Tuntlin and myself, we kind of split the hitting responsibilities.
What's the dynamic like with you and Ryan Tuntlin?
It's great. You know, we both have similar but also different kind of ideas when it comes to hitting. So I think it meshes well. You know, we're both pretty patient with hitters both and each other, which helps a lot.
What tasks are you doing on a daily basis? We're taping this on Sunday. It's a 6:05 game. What does your day look like?
You know, get in early, work out. That's how I like to work out early. I feel like that's my time. And then after that, it's, you know, the team and players, whatever they need. So, you know, get up for usually for a 6 or 7 o'clock game, get up about 7:30, come in, work out around 8. I also do the schedule, so I'll post that everywhere, make sure that's out, and then work out, get the cage set up, get anything else we need. And usually, a lot of times you get to the middle of the week, you have to start kind of planning for the next week, you know, start looking at, like, for example, Amarillo next week, start making sure we have all the videos on their bullpen guys, all the notes on them, so it's a full day before players start getting here around usually like 12, 1 o'clock.
Not a bad way to get the day started. Tyler, we're taping this on Sunday, as we said before. Alejandro Osuna making his Major League debut. He started the year with 31 games here in Frisco. How cool is it to see him make his Major League debut?
That's awesome. I mean, he deserved every bit of that. It's, felt like it could have happened earlier, but hopefully it happened at the right time. You know, they need a little spark. I don't know if there's a better player to bring up to be that spark. So really, really exciting for him, his family.
He provided a lot of spark for this offense. What have you liked from your position player group this year?
Fun group, willing to learn. You know, they're willing to adapt. It's a tough league, a lot of good arms, a lot of really young guys. I think we're the youngest or one of the youngest position player groups. So, you know, there's going to be growing pains with it, but I think it's been awesome in however many games we've played so far. Like, there's been a ton of growth with some of these young guys. Like, there's frustrations. There's always going to be, right? It's baseball where you're not succeeding that often, but it's been cool to see how these guys have grown, how they've, you know, they'll come to the cage every day ready to work, ready to, if they need to make an adjustment, make that adjustment.
Sebastian Walcott at 19 years old, playing almost every single day at this age, at this level, where has he grown?
I think one of the biggest things, probably just in the box, like game planning against pitchers, getting a better idea of how they're trying to attack him, how he can adjust his approach to match that and be better prepared every day. It's cool to see. Some days you ask him like to kind of review the previous night's games. You know, I had him 2 years ago when he first got signed and first came over, and you know, it's night and day difference, his just ability to like process every at bat from the previous night and process how he's thinking about hitting this guy today. You know, there's still always growth within that, but from where he's come from, it's awesome, especially for a 19-year-old kid.
We're talking to Rough Riders hitting coach Tyler Wolf on the Cacique pregame show. Tyler, what has impressed you and surprised you about Keber Rodriguez this year?
I don't think anything surprised me or impressed me. It's just, you know, he's the kind of guy you know you're going to get every day. That's who he is. That's who he always is. Like, he's going to outwork anybody. He's going to be more prepared than anybody you've ever seen. So I don't know if surprised or impressed to me is ever a word. Like, he's going to make the unbelievable plays. He's going to do whatever you need him to do in the box, whatever the game is basically asking for him when he's at the plate. You know, if he needs to get the extra base hit, he can do it. If he needs to just get a ground ball to the right side to move a guy to third, he's going to do it. Like, it's, you know, it's one of those things. He's one of those players you always know what you're going to get out of him.
That does it for part one of our Andrews Distributing pregame interview with Rough Riders hitting coach Tyler Wolf. Hear part two on Tuesday's Cacique pregame show when the Rough Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Up next, In Touch Credit Union starting lineups and more on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back on the Cacique pregame show. Josh Warden alongside Tyler Danberg. It's time for starting lineups here as we look forward to the series finale The Rough Riders going for five straight. We'll start with Gregorio Petit's squad, the manager for the AA Athletics affiliate, the Midland Rockhounds. Leading off for Midland and playing second base, Colby Halter hitting .308 on the year. Brennan Malone bats second, playing first base with the three home runs on Thursday. Henry Bolte bats third, the center fielder. Luke Mann in the cleanup role playing third base. Eurybio Angeles is the five-hole hitter. He's at short. Juan Perez bats sixth and plays right field. Shane McGuire hitting seventh, the catcher. Brian Buelvas hitting eighth in left field. And Caden Trenkel hitting ninth, the designated hitter. Now for Carlos Cardoza, his starting lineup starts with Aaron Zavala in left field. Abimelech Ortiz batting second and playing first base. Sebastian Walcott hitting third, the DH. Caber Rodriguez is the cleanup hitter. And third baseman Josh Hatcher bats fifth and in center field. Cam Colley bats sixth. The shortstop, Luis Mieses, hitting seventh and playing right. Theo Hardy bats eighth and is at second base. Tucker Mitchell is the backstop and hitting ninth for Frisco. Starting pitchers today, Gage Jump, 2-0 record, 12 innings. No earned runs off of Midland's starter. The lefty takes the mound for the Rockhounds today. Trey Schupak is on the hill today for Frisco. A 4-1 record overall, 3-1 in Frisco. A 2.93 ERA. He did give up five runs, four earned on Tuesday against this Midland team. It's a rematch of Tuesday's starting pitching matchup, the only loss that Frisco has suffered so far this series. So Frisco will try to get a rematch of that and get a win here today with the same starting pitching matchup as Tuesday. Tyler Danberg has first pitch when we return as we close up shop in the Cacique pregame show. Stay with us on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome in summer this May with 16 games at Riders Field. The Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsor travel to take on the Rough Riders Tuesday, April 29th through Sunday, May 4th. Then, come out for the season's largest homestand, May 13th through May 25th, against the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks and Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. For tickets, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions with all-inclusive food and drinks from the Members Express, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride. The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every...
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field. Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right. We are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
Hits goal!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Alongside Tyler Danberg, here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
The
Two Texas League South foes battle on a gorgeous Sunday evening. It's game 6 of 6 this week between the Midland Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Hi, everybody, and welcome into the HEB Riders Baseball Network alongside Josh Warden, Tyler Danberg with you. Well, Josh, Frisco winners in 4 straight. Pitching has been a big reason why.
Right when they needed it most. I mean, biggest series of the year so far, like you mentioned. And after giving up 12 runs in the first game, if you're only going to score 16 runs in the series overall, you're going to need to hold the opposing team to very few. They haven't scored more than 4 in any game yet this series, and yet they've still won 4 straight. Mitch Bratt, the latest to do it yesterday, has the start.
And Trey Schupak will look to follow suit. This is a pitching matchup that reflects the first game in this series. Schupak looking to bounce back against his former club. He pitched 2 years against Midland. He went 1 1/3 innings, allowing 5 runs, 4 earned in that 12-3 loss. But there's no doubt, Josh, that he's been one of the better arms in the Texas League.
And that's the benefit of having a 5-man rotation. If you pitch poorly on a Tuesday, don't worry. You've got Sunday to come back and get a second chance at the same team you pitched against. And, yes, he did give up the 5 runs, 4 of them earned. But he's been solid other than that Tuesday game, and now a chance for some redemption against the Rockhounds.
Colby Halter will look to lead things off. Your InTouch Credit Union starting lineups features Halter, Malone, Bolte, and Mann, the top 4. They went 10-for-19, partnering that Game 1 victory against Trey Schupak and the Riders. Since then, over the last 4 ball games, 7-for-41 combined, looking to get back on track. It is a picturesque Sunday night. We're happy that you're with us. Midland 24-20, second in the Texas League by 2.5 games, right behind the 26-17 Frisco Rough Riders. As Josh said before, Frisco averaging just over 3 runs a ball game in this series, but they have allowed just 6 earned runs over the last 4 games as a pitching staff. So Halter climbs in 2-for-16 this series after coming in as the Texas League leader in average. Tonight's first pitch from Schupak is fouled straight back, and we're underway at 6:07 local time on a sticky 95-degree night. It feels like 101, Josh. Believe that is our first 100-plus degree night of the season.
Feels warm, but you know, it's perfect conditions, few clouds in the sky. 101, really, I don't even know if I would say it feels that hot.
A little bit cooler, at least our feels like. The HEB Riders Baseball Network feels like. It's a little bit different than the Weather Channel. Wind's whipping out at 12 miles per hour towards left center. 39% humidity. Curveball slithers in for strike 2. It's 2-2 on Halter. Former Florida Gator, part of that College World Series runner-up team in 2023 that featured 2023 Frisco Rough Rider, current Texas Ranger, Wyatt Lankford. Cut on and missed. First strikeout and the first batter faced for Trey Schupak. Our umpires in this ball game, it's the home plate ump, Cash Cousins, second appearance calling balls and strikes this week. Son of 11-year Major League umpire, Daryl Cousins. Chad Patterson, the crew chief, is at first. And you got to look at Drew Buffelli, who's at third. Brennan Malone, the hottest hitter in the Rockhounds lineup, takes a strike. Malone 8-for-19 with a big game on Thursday. Club 3 home runs, yet the Riders still won 4-3.
I still can't wrap my head around that. How many games does the opposing team score 4 runs? You hit 3 homers. That's a 99% win probability. But the 1% happened on Thursday.
It hadn't happened in the Texas League since 2012. Midland voicing some displeasures from the first base dugout. Schupak, who struck out Halter, looking to fan Malone. Misses high on that fastball. He'll throw you the four-seam and two-seam fastballs, a cutter, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. 28 years of age from LaGrange, Texas. Curveball punched foul. This is his 10th season of minor league baseball. He has pitched in the Pirates, Brewers, Athletics, Cubs, and now Rangers organizations. He pitched 2 years for the Midland Rockhounds, mainly as a reliever. In there, called strike three. Two punch outs for Shupa.
Mixing the pitches well. I mean, you just listed the arsenal. You had so many pitches to choose from. And you, then you said right after, 10 years in professional baseball. Those two things go hand in hand so much. To have an arsenal of a seemingly unending number of pitches to throw and to be around pro baseball for a decade, you've got so much time, so many seasons to tinker with pitches and adjust the grip. And think of all the different pitches he's changed and dropped and adjusted over the years. I mean, it's almost, you can't really count it, really.
Knows how to pitch correctly. He's working quickly on Henry Bolte, and he hit him on the curve. So Bolte, who is second in the Texas League in stolen bases with 17, is aboard. Right off the elbow guard. That's why it's there. Doing its purpose on this Sunday night.
Didn't even have to take it off afterwards.
Does the visiting bat boy a job. Here's Luke Mann, former Missouri Tiger, eyes a fastball for a strike from Trey Shupak. Luke Mann in his first two plate appearances this series, a two-run single off Shupak and then a grand slam off Daniel Masaki. Since then, he is two for his last 14. He flips it into foul ground, third base side. Caber Rodriguez collects it, and the inning is over. Trey Shupak retires three of four batters on their way to the last of the first in the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about a sound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With a sound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Astound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Astound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The 22-year-old southpaw Gage Jump makes his third Double-A start. His first two have been quality starts, including one on Tuesday against the Rough Riders. 8 punch-outs across 6 innings. He'll face Aaron Zavala and the rest of the Frisco Rough Riders, an offense averaging just under 5 runs per contest, 4th best in the Texas League. First pitch to Zavala is bounced to first. Brendan Malone takes it to the bag, and there's one away. What do you like about Gage Jump here, Josh?
Well, he's been consistent. He's done it at two different levels. I mean, he made 5 starts in high A, 8 start of the year overall, regardless of what level he's been in. And what a great start at Double A. He's still yet to give up a run, earned or unearned. This is his 13th inning, and so he has weathered the storm and done well at this level.
First pitch to Abimelech Ortiz sinks downstairs. Over the last 5 starts and 31 and 2/3 innings for Gage Jump. He has surrendered just 1 earned run. Strike 1 on Ortiz. That is tied for the fewest earned runs yielded among qualified arms in minor league baseball, along with the AA Columbus Clintstones' Ian Mejia. 1-2 on Ortiz, reigning Texas League Player of the Week. This guy can barrel baseballs like nobody's business. 16 of his last 22 home runs have been here at Riders Field. Swung on and missed. Chased the high fastball. So Josh, just like Shupak, Gage Jump has been one of the two first batters he faced.
Yeah, mentioned, played up the redemption card in the open for Trey Shupak, but it's sort of the same in reverse for Gage Jump. If you're the guy who got the better of the opposing team and you face him again a second time, just as much as the other guy wants redemption, you don't want to give him that redemption. So Gage Jump equally not wanting to allow Frisco to jump out ahead again after the 12-3 win on Tuesday, the only win for Midland this series.
Since then, the Riders have won 4 straight. Jump 6 feet, 200 pounds from Aliso Viejo, California. A Comp B pick, 73rd overall by the A's last season. 2-1 on Sebastian Walcott. He started his career at UCLA, finished at LSU. Starred for the Tigers last year. The All-SEC Southpaw fires. Walcott misses. Sebastian Walcott yesterday at his first 3-hit game of the campaign. He finished a triple shy of the cycle, including a 385-foot smash to left center. His 6th homer of the year. His 16 extra base hits are the 2nd most among Texas League shortstops. Tanner Schobel with Wichita has been putting on a great display as well. Offensively, him and Walcott have gone neck and neck. Sun peeking out. Jump brings it home. Walcott waves and misses. Fastball at 96. Second strikeout for Jump. No score on our way to the second from Riders Field.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Alongside Josh Warden, Tyler Danberg with you. Ken Jones is our producer. Peyton Reed, technical directing. And our entire crew on hand here to welcome you for Game 6 of 6 this week between Midland and Frisco. Trey Shupak out to work.
He slots in the off-speed for strike one to Eurybia Lanjales. The multi-hit game yesterday, 7 for 18 in this week's set. Poked up the middle, past the diving shortstop Colley into center. Lanjales continues his hitting wings.
Colley almost got to that one. I mean, he's a terrific shortstop, and it wasn't hit hard enough to get by him in a hurry. He still covered a lot of ground because he had time to cut the distance, and he cut about 90% of that distance, but just outside of his grasp.
Eighth start at short for Colley. He has played mostly at second base, 20-plus starts, also nearing 10 starts in center. There's a curveball that hits Junior Perez. Second hit batsman for Trey Schupak. Pats his chest, saying my bad. Second time he's hit a righty on that curve.
Yeah, both times a curve. Coming inside with it, but that one wasn't as high as the other, but leading it up as well, and obviously too far in.
Perez thought it was breaking a bit more. He almost banked into the baseball.
I don't think he knew where it was going to end up at all. It's a filthy pitch in at least one way, not good enough to do anything productive with it. But you could tell that Perez didn't know where it would end up. He knew it was somewhere he didn't want to swing at it.
Curveball's the pitch you want to get hit with, coming in the low to mid-70s. Shea McGuire pulls one foul. His brother, Reese McGuire, made his season debut with the Chicago Cubs today. Former Ranger Carson Kelly, who was traded for former Rough Riders Tyler Owens and Liam Hicks on the inactive list, battling some illness. So Reese McGuire stepped in. What does he do? Two home runs today in Cincinnati for the Cubs.
So if Shane wants to show up his brother, he's got to do something big today. I'm not going to put that pressure on him.
Sounds like you just did.
Okay, you know what? I'm willing to put that pressure on him. I mean,
all in good fun. 0-2. Two-seam fastball danced off the outside. McGuire has upped his average to .212. He's swatted two homers and nine runs batted in. Splitting the catching duties mainly with Lyle Lynn this week. Changeup off the foot of Schupak. He scurries over to get it, chucks it to first. Not in time, bases loaded.
You really wish you didn't hit him, because I think that could have been a double play ball. You had it not hit Schupak, and it died in no man's land behind the mound. He kind of purposely did it, but it's sort of that reaction, I'll kick at it. But if he had a second chance, I mean, I think Cam Colley is right there, could have had a 6-3 double play, most likely.
Yesterday, the Riders turned three double plays, one in every which way. They turned a 6-4-3-2 twin killing to cut down Drew Swift at home. They turned a 6-4-3 double play, and they had to strike him out, throw him out. So now a dangerous spot here for Brian Buelbas. Native of Colombia. Part of the World Baseball Classic qualifiers team. Schupak's first toss. There's a strike. He's so good at getting first pitch strikes. He's doing that 75% of the time this year. Buelbas, a Midwest League All-Star last year with the High-A Lansing Lugnuts. Lugnuts currently managed by former Riders manager Daryl Kennedy. Looked like Schupak tried the cutter there and missed at 87. got six different pitches to choose from. Two variations of the fastball. Bases loaded. Here he comes. Zipped it up and in.
Second straight hitter, he's gone ahead 0-2, but then gave up the single to McGuire after it was 1-2, and then was ahead 0-2 on Wellvoss. Now it's 2-2.
Well, Midland did a good job hitting with two strikes on Tuesday against Schupak. A lot of their offense against him through an inning and a third came with two strikes. Schupak getting oh so close. Fifth in strikeout to walk ratio in the Texas League among pitchers with five starts. He drops it, Uncle Charlie, for strike three.
After hitting two batters with the curve, you can tell he didn't want to lose it, because that's as many pitches as he has. It's such a critical part of his arsenal to continue throwing that specific breaking ball. And to get a strikeout on it after he's hit two batters on that curve is big.
Third strikeout for Schupak, who has now thrown 29 pitches through an inning and a third. Caden Trankel chases the high heat. Well, that's got to be such a huge punch out there for Schupak against hitters 8 and 9 in the Midland order. Schupak, the former 2019 Southern League Pitcher of the Year. He's had plenty of experience at the AA level. Changeup fools Trankel. He's been used as a starter mostly. But when he pitched for the Midland Rockhounds, the team he's facing right now, he was used as a reliever. High leverage scenarios like this. Slow roller to second. Theo Hardy shovels to Colley. There's one. Run comes home. Rockhounds on the corners. Two away.
Yeah, just too softly hit in order to turn into a double play. You're hoping for that to get out of the inning, and you almost don't. You never really hope too much. Bases loaded, nobody out. You think, after we get out of this without any run score, that'd be a huge feed. And if that was hit a little harder, that would have been exactly what would have happened. But you get the fielder's choice, a chance to get out of there with just one run against you.
So over the previous 33 innings, Midland had scored seven runs. Two innings in today, they have one. Two hits today for the Rockhounds, with three reaching to start off this second inning. Scorecard flips to Colby Halter. Changeup finds the target. Changeup, a key reason as to why lefties are only hitting 182 against the 6'6 right-hander Schupak. Roped to the right center, in for a base hit. One runs in. Trankel hustles for third. Halter digs for second. And he's in with a head-first plunge. RBI hustle double for Halter, and it's 2-0 Rockhounds.
I'd be curious to see what Colley was communicating to Theo Hardy and vice versa. It was Hardy the one covering the bag, and Colley cut it off. I don't know if Hardy was communicating to him if he thought that ball was too far off the bag to cut it, because once it was cut, there was no chance to get Halter. I thought without the cutoff, it would have been a very close play. I thought they might have had him. But Halter had enough speed to get in there for the double.
Two men in scoring position for Brennan Malone. Well, Midland has had Trey Schupak's number through three-plus innings so far. Schupak looked great through the first inning, hit Henry Bolte, but was able to toss an effortless first. In the air, deep left field, Brendan Malone has gone yard again. His fourth home run of the series, a three-run shot, and the first home run allowed as a Rough Rider by Trey Schupak.
Well, he's essentially pulled a beamer like Ortiz. He's now 9 for 20 on the series. That's what Ortiz was last week when he was Texas League Player of the Week. No better way to do it with a three-run home run to get your team up 5-0.
Well, heading into tomorrow when that decision becomes made, you'd have to think that Brendan Malone is going to have the credentials. After one game on Tuesday, Henry Bolte looked like he was going to have something similar to that. And it's just a triple shy of the cycle. But has been hitless since then. Homer, double, single. The rest he's reached base via the walk. Top four in the order, Josh, for Midland had been 7 for 41 over the last four games. You can only keep them away for so long.
And it was the bottom of the order getting them set up, but they got the job done.
But Schupak gets out of it. He strikes out Bolte to retire the side. However, Midland scores 5, and they lead it on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So, don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
This is Trey Schupak, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Caber Rodriguez leads off the last of the second for the Frisco Rough Riders, who now trail 5-0 after the Rockhounds poured in 5 runs, including a 3-run shot by Brendan Malone, who continues to swing a hot bat for Midland. Gage jump after working a 1-2-3 inning. Tosses in the strike to Rodriguez. Caber Rodriguez has been with the Riders for over 3 years. He's been a key bat this year. He spots it to right center, and Perez, with his glasses glinting into the sun, makes the grab for out number one. The key for Gage jump has been his fastball. The fight is a really good fastball, a lot of carry to it. Hatcher out in front of the breaking stuff. Chubb had Tommy John surgery at UCLA before making his way to Baton Rouge. Strike two on Hatcher. A key piece in his recovery pack was a guy in Irvine, California by the name of Ryan Aguirre. 0-2. Aguirre is significant because he's also the strength coach, not just for Gage Jump, but for Paul Skeens. 1-2 on Hatcher. Just a bit outside.
I've heard of that guy.
They say he's good.
I say he's good. You heard it here first.
Hatcher golfs it the other way to left. Parachutes in for a base hit. Josh Hatcher has hit safely in 10 of his last 11 ball games. Josh Hatcher continues to get it going. That gives way for Cam Colley. First base hit by the Rough Riders against Gage Jump. The Rough Riders have knocked around bullpens this year. Most runs batted in against relievers, but it was what they did against Midland starter Chen Chong-Ao Zhuang yesterday to allow them to get that 4-3 victory. Colley, a big reason why. He drilled the ball that sources are telling us it still hasn't landed yet. Takes a big hack. Nothing in two. 423 feet to left. The only thing containing it, the iron bars out in left center. He stands at 5'10", but there is a lot of power, a lot of rotation into that bat. The port sider's ready. Colley chops it to short. Anales to second, one over to first. Not in time. Colley's speed beats it out. Fielder's choice. Josh, Cam Colley has the ability when he puts the ball in the gap to turn singles into doubles, doubles into triples like he did last week.
Well, the only guy on the team who has a stolen base this week is Cam Colley. There he goes.
Throw down to second by Maguire. Skips into center. 14th stolen base on the year for Cam Colley. That leads the team.
So now Frisco has three stolen bases on the series. They're all Cam Colley's.
He's only been caught stealing once this year. You can see why. Luis Meneses climbs in. With two outs and runners in scoring position, his average is top five in the Texas League. To put that into perspective, he is extremely strong in the clutch. High drive, deep right, Meneses crushes a two-run home run. 5-2 on the fifth long ball of the year for Meneses. Thank you. absolutely blistered by Luis Mieses.
Yeah, no doubt. And the first hard hit ball of the game, really, for Frisco of any by any player.
Hardy goes around, 0-2. Riders now have hit 40 home runs this year. Mieses hit it in a big spot. Two outs, man in scoring position. Batting 350 in those situations. Jump strikes out Hardy. Side retired. 5-2 Rockhounds. On our way to the third. Josh has you next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Soy Aymele Cortiz y estás escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders Facebook.
We head to the top of the third inning here from Riders Field. Josh Warren alongside Tyler Danberg. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. First pitch of the inning from Trey Schupak is outside on a breaking ball. 5-2, Midland leading it. But a two-run home run by Luis Mieses last inning to get the Riders on the board. And so the five-run deficit cut into almost in half. Luke Mann, the leadoff hitter for Midland here this inning. Schupak falls behind 2-0. And then a check swing from Luke Mann, but he held back. Drew Buffelli saying he did not go around on appeal, 3-0. Schupak has not fallen behind very many hitters, although he did give up five runs last inning. It was not because he got himself in trouble in terms of the count, but that changes here. A four-pitch walk to lead off the third inning, and Luke Mann is aboard with a free pass. Schupak was ahead of Angeles when he gave up a single to lead off last inning. He was ahead of Shane McGuire, 0-2, gave up a single. Later on, gave up a double and a home run. But some run support to cut into the deficit. Again, Frisco trailing 5-2 to Midland in the series finale. Uribiel Angeles, the batter, right-hand hitter against Schupak. First pitch right over the heart of the plate and a strike one. Midland hitting, doing a lot better today than the last four games in their four-game losing streak. Couldn't get very much offense at all. Here's a hard hit. Grounder eats up Colley, and it's into left field. Bounce right in front of Cam. And had a hard time seeing where that one would land. Just a few feet in front of him. Not an easy play for Cam Colley. And it'll be ruled a base hit. Two runners on for the Rockhounds. Right in that in-betweener. Cam Colley unable to get in front of it. Juan Perez comes up next for Midland. Two on and nobody out.
Schupak from the stretch. The infield push to the left side just a bit. The slider to the outside corner for a strike. Well, Midland entered this series last in the Texas League in terms of road offensive output. When they're away from Midland, they were last in the league in average, slugging, and OPS. But they did have a much better week last week. Here's the 0-1, a swing and a miss. They had almost 10 runs a game versus San Antonio in their series against the Missions. Had 10 home runs in that series. They had 4 triples in that series. But that was at home, so the question was, would they be able to parlay that much better series into this week against Frisco? And it seemed like the case would be very much yes after Tuesday's game. 12 runs. They gave Frisco its worst loss of the season in the series opener. 0-2 pitch, low and outside. Beat Frisco 12-3. The Rough Riders had not lost a game by more than 7 runs all year. Gave them a 9-run pounding on Tuesday. And 7 runs just in the first 2 innings of this series back on Tuesday, including a grand slam. 15 hits in that game as well. 1-2 pitch. Settles below the zone. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But since then, and there is the operative phrase, since that Tuesday win for Midland, they've scored just 7 runs in the 4 games, losing all 4. 2-2 pitch, a good stop from Mitchell, snaring it off the dirt on the breaking ball. The count runs full. So Midland coming back after that 4-run, 4-day, I should say, 4-game slump offensively, but today does not seem to be that sort of day. Feels more like Tuesday. They jumped out ahead, scored the first 10 runs of that game against the Rough Riders. Schupak's payoff breaking ball swung on and missed. He goes back to the curve and gets the strikeout for a critical first out of this inning. Still 2 runners on, but 1 away.
That curveball still proves to be a great pitch for Schupak, especially when he's throwing it right around knee height. Perez has been scuffling in this series. He's now 2-for-23. A lot of strikeouts after he just torched San Antonio pitching. 5 home runs.
First pitch to McGuire, swung on and missed. You said a lot of strikeouts. You're right. 13 strikeouts this series for Juan Perez at the plate. He has not walked a single time. It's not a great strikeout to walk ratio. First out of the innings. Now Shane McGuire at the plate with an 0-1 count. Schupak from the stretch. Breaking ball outside. It's 1-1. McGuire had a single off of Schupak's shoe last inning. It loaded the bases. He hit a soft ground ball, and Schupak kind of caught it off the back of his cleat and dribbled behind the mound, and he threw to first just late. McGuire was safe. 1-1 delivery to the catcher. Breaking ball catches the outer black, and it's strike 2. Frisco with the 2-run inning, last half inning. Need to keep on doing it, trying to keep this a 5-2 ball game with Midland in front. Here's Schupak's next pitch. It's lined back to center field. Hatcher running towards the gap. He dives. It's past him. It's cut off by Zavala in front of the track. 1 run comes home. Luke Mann scores without a throw. And it's a double for Shane McGuire. It's now 6-2, Midland in front.
Yeah, man on second, so Hatcher goes full extension, knowing that it's not going to lead to an extra run, or at least maybe part of the reason why that goes into his decision to extend there and try and make a sprawling catch. But McGuire able to just catch it right at the top of the zone and send it the other way in the left center. He's got a really easygoing path to the baseball. This Midland team, it's just been station to station here with 6 hits.
Second and third for the Rockhounds. Carson Phillips making a mound visit for Trey Schupak. Partly for Schupak's case, I think partly also to allow Josh Hatcher a chance to recollect himself. Hatcher was down in a crouch after making that diving attempt, which, like you said, Tyler, might as well take an attempt at it with Zavala backing him up behind him, even if he didn't think he was going to get to that ball. Take a shot at it and see if you can nab one in the gap that came up a few feet a moment to catch his breath after taking a dive for it. Zavala did a good job and didn't even get to the warning track, and he cut it off even though he was not the closest one to it. But he held McGuire to the double, and Angeles was unable to score. He's at third. One out in the inning. Four-run game now. Called strike in the outside of Brian Buelvas, who's 0 for 1 today with a strikeout. Infield is pulled in for Frisco. Six runs, six hits for Midland. Now one ball, one strike. It's the same for Frisco. Same number of runs and hits. Two runs, two hits. No errors for either team so far today. Just in the top of the third inning. Midland scoring in back-to-back frames. Shupak 1-1. Swung on a grounder toward second. Theo Hardy fields on the short hop. His throw is offline. And a run comes home. Hardy's throw is in time, but not online, and took Tucker Mitchell to the right side of home plate, and Mitchell didn't even attempt the tag. It scores on Angeles, and it's now a 7-2 ball game, Midland in front.
Hardy makes the right play on it, spears it with the forehand, just pulled Mitchell off the plate. And Angeles is booking it right down that third baseline. He's not stopping.
So McGuire to third on the play. It's a fielder's choice. Buelvas to first. The pitch to Caden Trinkle is lifted down the left side, trickling towards foul territory, and it lands in the field of play on the warning track, a foul ball. So runners in the corners once again for Midland. A crooked number in back-to-back innings now, 7-2, and they cancel out the two-run home run by Luis Mieses. Shupak comes in to the designated hitter, Caden Trinkle. And his pitch is hit towards short. It's fielded on the front hand by Cam Colley. Goes to second for one and almost gets the double play. A run does come home, and to make it an 8-2 ball game with McGuire touching home. Trinkle just beating out the throw. Colley getting over there to field, and the throw from Hardy to first, not quite in time.
Midland's been doing a great job of just making contact and putting pressure on the defense. Even when it's weak contact against Shupak, they're just getting the right rolls. And that time, Trinkle was able to get enough of it to stall that potential double play.
So back-to-back RBIs on fielder's choices for the Rockouts. And now Colby Halter comes up, already his third plate appearance. And we're only in the third inning. 8-2, Midland in front. After a low-scoring middle part of this series, four-game winning streak for Frisco. Never scoring more than four runs in any of those victories, and they'll need to score a lot more than four runs today in order to get their fifth win of the series and extend the winning streak. 8-2, the Rockhounds in front. Halter with a double today, 1-for-2. Curveball that started above the zone, ended below it. And it is ball three. That was the first extra base hit of the series for Halter. Last inning and a hustle double into right center field. He was 2-for-17 on the series with just two singles to his name so far this week until he had that double that was hit as hard as a single, but he turned it into a two-bagger, partly just because it was hit in the gap and partly because the ball was cut off by Cam Colley in front of second. He slid in behind the cutoff. 3-1 pitch under the hands inside, and that's a walk, second of the inning and second of the day from Trey Shupak.
It's a tough miss there for Shupak, right on the inside part of the plate, just a bit in tight.
Pitch swung on and hit pretty hard to left center field. It brings Zavala and Hatcher back to the wall, and this ball leaves as well. Brennan Malone with another home run. Had three on Thursday. Had one already today. and he goes yard to left center. Malone with another homer.
That's two multi-homer games this week. Five homers altogether, and six runs batted in through the first three trips to the plate for Brendan Malone.
A pair of three-run home runs. It scores Trenkel and Halter. Six RBIs on two home runs for Brendan Malone. Now it's Henry Bolte to the plate and takes a called strike. Malone had three solo home runs in a loss on Thursday. He's got two three-run home runs today to give the Rockhounds an 11-2 advantage. The 0-2 pitch to Bolte, breaking ball outside. His old college teammate Aaron Zavala running for it at over his head in left field. Malone, the ninth round pick out of Oregon a couple years back in 2021. 1-2 pitch low and outside to Henry Bolte.
This is another guy from Pac-12 country, Henry Bolte from Palo Alto.
If he had not signed after getting drafted, he would have gone to Texas. Now he's in the Texas League. He strikes out to end the inning. And the Rockhounds tack on six more in the top of the third. 11-2, Midland in front. Frisco comes up trying to cut into the lead when we return on the HEB Writers Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders. A veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
If you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023-2024.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. Well, it's a big hole to climb out of for the Frisco Rough Riders. Tucker Mitchell comes into play to face Gage Jump as we enter the bottom of the third inning. 11-2, Midland out in front. Pair of crooked numbers the last two innings. Five runs in the second, six more in the third for Midland. Up by nine. Here's the 0-1 toss to the catcher Mitchell. Line drive right at the shortstop. Angeles barely had to move. And Mitchell lines out in his first at bat today. L6 in the books, one away here in the third.
It's just how the game's gone so far. Hard hit rope, line drive there by Mitchell, but right at the shortstop Angeles. Gage Jump allows a lot of soft contact, but that one was barreled. That's a good sight to see heading towards the top of the order.
And here is the top of the card. Aaron Zavala swings through the breaking ball. Just the second pitch he's seen today. And Midland has scored 11 runs in between those two pitches that he saw. He grounded out on the first pitch back in the first inning. 0-1 toss way outside. And it's now one ball and one strike to the Oregonian.
played for the Oregon Ducks. They'll find out their fate tomorrow in the NCAA tournament field is revealed. 1-1 pitch. It's nearly hit his hands. Goes to the backstop, ball two.
It's been a good year for the Ducks.
They're in a battle with Oregon State. They're probably going to go back-to-back. And you can make an argument either way. I've got my own biases, but Aaron's got his own. There'll probably be 8 and 9 or right around that mark. The 2-1 pitch, Zavala checked his swing. No, he didn't. Drew Buffelli says he went, and Zavala not particularly pleased about that call. Zavala has 5 hits this series. They're all singles. 252 average on the year, 3 home runs, leads the league with 34 walks. For a team that's third lowest in the Texas League in walks, that has been a big help to this lineup. The next pitch swung out in front, and Zavala strikes out and has a look down at Buffelli, the third base umpire, still a bit displeased about the strike call, the previous pitch. Vimalek Ortiz comes up next. Nobody on and 2 away for the Rough Riders, trailing 11-2 in the bottom of the third. Wind blowing softly out towards left field as Ortiz whacks one into center. Bolte going back and holds in front of the warning track, makes the catch, and the inning comes to a quick end. 3 up, 3 down for Gage Jump. And he has now pitched 9 scoreless innings this series against the Rough Riders. Or, pardon me, except for the 2 runs last inning. I forgot about the BAC's home run. 11-2, Midland in front. We come back for the 4th on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's famous po' boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic po' boys. Each Antone's po' boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your po' boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street for Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're on to the 4th inning from Riders Field. The Midland Rockhounds leading the Frisco Rough Riders 11-2 in this series finale. Frisco on a 4-game winning streak, but they're in a hole today. Luke Mann is the first batter here this inning, and facing a new pitcher, it's now Larson Kindrank coming in. For the Frisco Rough Riders, he replaces Trey Shupak, who finished 3 innings, but 11 runs came in against him, all earned. Kindrank misses inside to Luke Mann. Kindrank, the Medford, Oregon native, 25-year-old, picked in the 8th round from Biola, California. The 2-0 pitch swung on and missed. So far this year with Frisco, an 0-1 record, a 3.86 ERA. This is his 6th appearance with the Rough Riders so far this year. 7 innings of work, 5 hits, 3 earned runs. 2-1 delivery is outside to Luke Mann. The wind blowing pretty strongly out towards left field. The outfield pushed just a bit that direction. Josh Hatcher shaded towards the left center alley. Aaron Zavala in left playing a medium depth, if not a step shallow. 3-1 pitch to Mann, hit hard to the right side. Ortiz has it on a line drive going to his right. stuck out the glove, and the first baseman pulls it in.
Well, the Rough Riders, in their early work, a lot of their guys work on line drives off machines. People like Ortiz, Diego was working really hard, doing the same as well today, working out that backhand. Here he goes to the forehand and makes a nice spear. I mean, the hot corner's at third, but that does not discount the reaction time it takes for hot shots towards first.
And with the left-hand batter at the plate, who says first base isn't really the hot corner, and it was that time. But Ortiz makes the play to retire Luke Mann. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Uribiel Angeles, a foul tip at the plate. One ball, one strike from Larson Kindright. He also pitched at the high A level this year. He had a 3-0 record with Hub City over seven appearances and only allowed one run in his time there at the high A level. Got two strikes now on Angeles. And it was just an unearned run in Hub City, so did well moving up now to the double A level. His sixth appearance with the Rough Riders. The 1-2 pitch way outside. Two balls, two strikes. Angeles 2-for-2 today. Two singles. He is 9-for-20 this series. Brennan Malone 10-for-21. I've got a couple really hot hitters in the lineup, and most others in the lineup have not done much of anything. They only scored 7 runs their last 4 games against the Rough Riders, so it's been pretty quiet on the Western front, save for Angeles and Malone. Base is empty with one down for Kindreich. The lefty comes set, and his pitch. It's hit off the hands behind home plate, keeps the count at 2-2. Trey Schupak is the pitcher of record now for the Rough Riders. Like I said, 11 runs came in off of Frisco's starter today. That pitch just missing by a bit. Full count now to Angeles. The final line for Schupak. 3 innings, 7 hits, 11 runs all earned. He walked 2. He struck out 6. Gave up 2 home runs, both of them to Brennan Malone in back-to-back innings. Both of them 3-run blasts. Kindreich set, and his payoff pitch is looped into shallow center, just barely to the grass. Hardy makes the catch just beyond the dirt, second out of the inning. Well, with 2 outs and Juan Perez coming up, let's take a look at On This Date in baseball history. It's a few years ago, 1929. Dizzy Dean signed with the Houston Buffaloes in the Texas League. Went on to win Texas League MVP a couple years after that. And then 3 years after his MVP honors, won his one and only World Series. Juan Perez flies one down the right side.
The Gas House Gang. Him, former Houston Buffaloes teammate Joe Ducky Medwick, who I believe still holds many offensive records in the Texas League. Some really good teams.
No longer a Houston Buffaloes in the Texas League. 0-2 pitch on the inside corner. Struck him out looking. 3 up, 3 down for Larson Kindreich. And the final one on a 3-pitch strikeout. And he cruises through a Midland lineup that had been very hot so far today. It's still 11-2 Rockhounds. We head to the bottom of the fourth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, here is Sebastian Walcott to the plate to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Takes a breaking ball from Gage Jump. And the bottom of the fourth underway. Frisco trailing 11-2 to the Midland Rockhounds in this series finale. Josh Ward alongside Tyler Danberg. Walcott grounds one towards second, fielded cleanly by Halter. Colby goes to first for the out. Walcott retired on a 4-3 putout. One away, and Gage Jump continues to cruise. Save for the home run back in the second inning. He has pitched very clean baseball today and on Tuesday when he faced Frisco and went 6 scoreless innings. And part of the Midland staff that's first in the Texas League with a 3.56 ERA. Now it's Caber Rodriguez to the plate. And the pitch is inside for a ball. This pitching staff that Frisco will have to get through if they're going to make a comeback today, trailing by 9. If they do, they could extend the winning streak to 5 games. As Rodriguez pops one up foul out of play. They're currently 2.5 games ahead of Midland for first place in the South Division. So worst case scenario, this will have a 1.5 game lead over the Rockhounds as we enter the home stretch of the first half. After today, we'll be 3 quarters done with the first half, when one playoff spot will be awarded. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed.
6 more games in the first half with the Rockhounds. 6 incredibly important games, but this 4-game win streak could be crucial because the team split. That's a half game's edge for the Rough Riders.
1-2 delivery from Jump. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and Rodriguez down swinging. 2 outs and nobody on for Gage Jump. Josh Hatcher will be the batter. You said it on game 1. There's not been a situation since April 10th in which any team in the Southern Division not named either the Midland Rockhounds or the Frisco Roughriders have been in first place. It's been these two teams back and forth, and they've traded spots during this series with Frisco jumping out in front. Here's Hatcher grounding one softly right to Halter, and he gets 2 assists on the inning. Hatcher grounds out. That's a 1-2-3 inning for Gage Jump. Midland in control of this Bark in the Park Sunday finale for this series. 11-2 Rockhounds through 4 innings. Tyler Danberg has the play-by-play when we return on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
To upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department.
Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need, McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at mckinneypolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Rockhounds on top of the Rough Riders, 11-2 in this top of the fifth inning, alongside Josh Warden, Tyler Danberg with you on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Larson Kintrike out for his second inning of work. He faces Shane McGuire, who clicked an RBI double and came around to score last time up in the six-run third inning for the Rockhounds. Kintrike, his last inning, worked a 1-2-3-4. That was the first time Midland had consecutive batters retired since the first two batters in Colby Halter and Brennan Malone came up in the first. Since then, Halter has racked up multiple hits. Brennan Malone has stung 2 3-run home runs. Kintrike wearing the Paw Patrol-themed uniforms. He's got the glove paired with it in blue. It's almost like you can't see the leather.
Are you a fan of Paw Patrol?
Just missed. Just missed our generation.
Right, okay.
Fly ball lifted the other way into the corner. Aaron Zavala speeds over towards the sidewall, won't have a play. I'm no more of a fan than the next person, if the next person watches religiously. 3-2 here on Shane McGuire. Larson Kintrike allowed home runs in back-to-back appearances. The first two runs he's allowed that have been earned this year. He was off to a tremendous start with High A Hub City. A couple of strong outings here for Frisco. He's off to a good start today. The season high in runs for Midland is 14. They did that on May 13th. This is their seventh game scoring 10-plus runs, though. And McGuire draws a walk. So they might not necessarily have the 20-plus runs scored in a game like Corpus Christi's done, but they are a good offensive club. And so is this Frisco team. A big reason why, Alejandro Osuna. He made his Major League Baseball debut today. It's part of our Avondale dealership's Road to the Show spotlight. There is no one more deserving of a call-up to the big leagues than Alejandro Osuna. Texas League All-Star last year, and he didn't even play at the AA level until June 28th. Tom Grieve, Rangers Position Player of the Year. 31 games of the Rough Riders this year. A batting average of over 280. He had a 17-game hitting streak, tied for the third longest in Rough Riders franchise history. Going back to the end of last year with Frisco, he went over 50 straight games without committing an error. Osuna really started to turn heads during spring training. He led the Rangers in hits during big league camp. He admitted that first day of big league camp, he was nervous. Strike two on Brian Welbas, fielder's choice in an RBI last time up. The nerves were evident for Osuna first couple days of that big league camp, and even in his first big league spring training game. You never think it, though. Gashed into right center, Miesi's over, one down. Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza, who was one of the first guys that Osuna met when he arrived at the Dominican Complex in 2021, was in the dugout for Osuna's first game in big league spring training. First inning, he makes a sliding grab. He runs back over with a big smile on his face, as he often does. Tells Carlos, "I can barely feel my legs." He learned so much defensively, did Osuna, from Adolis Garcia and Leody Taveras. After a season where he batted over 290, among the Rangers' organizational leaders in hits, runs scored, and doubles, Adolis and Leody were asking him about hitting advice. He said he learned a lot from those two specifically in the outfield, but it was all about defense because they were the ones asking him for hitting tips and asking him about his hitting success. Caden Trankel takes outside, 2-1.
It was so fun to watch him make his debut today and draw a walk in his first plate appearance. They win the game by one. And he didn't quite do the Rougned Odor, Joey Gallo, Matt Bush, get called up straight from Double-A, but he didn't spend much time in Triple-A.
Line to center, drops in for Trankel's second hit of the ball game. Shake that. First hit of the ball game reached base on a pair of fielder's choices. But it wasn't just the way that Osuna drew the walk, it was the way in that he set that up. 7-plus pitches, walked on 3-2. Him and Josh Young, I believe, since 1988, are the only two major leaguers with a 7-plus pitch walk in their first major league at-bat.
It's hard to be that patient. I mean, you come out your first at-bat, you want to swing and do some damage, which he did. He actually fouled off several pitches to start the at-bat, but held off on the 3-2.
And a two-strike approach, too, just spraying it, discarding it foul. An exceptional two-strike approach. Colby Halter, a strikeout, an RBI double, a walk, and a pair of runs scored. It's been a good day at the office for Halter at the top of the card. Kindrick replaced Trey Schupak, who allowed 11 runs, a career high. Did strike out 6. Walked 2 across 3 innings. Still threw 44 of 73 pitches for strikes. Breaking ball tied up Halter. It's 2-2. Kindrick is one of two southpaws in this Rough Riders bullpen currently. Brian Magdaleno went yesterday, so one would have to think it's going to be all righties from the outset. Count fall on Halter. Manager Carlos Cardoza has tapped in so much about managing a bullpen. It's been something that he's really invested in. Tagged the other way to left. Hangs up for Zavala. 2 down. It's going to be really interesting to see how him and his staff approach this, Josh, with at least 5 warnings to go. And you got this guy at the plate.
Malone's been just ridiculous. I mean, he already has one three-run home run, he already has one three-home run game this series. We've still got, you know, 5 more innings today, and he's one home run shy of another three-home run game.
The last three-homer game by a Rockhound was in 2017. He could hit the first three-homer game in Rockhound's history in 3 days. Cut on and missed there.
The tough part is doing it in a loss. It's just crazy.
His teammate, Luke Mann, knows about that. He did that once in a game in Missouri. They played South Carolina. Luke Mann hit three home runs, but they lost to South Carolina 9-8. So they can chat about that, what it feels like to hit three homers in a defeat.
Two-strike offering. Got him looking. Two scoreless innings for Larson Kintrite. Still 11-2 Midland.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Soy Luis Mieses y está escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders.
Midland 11, Frisco 2. Bottom of the fifth from Riders Field. InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Midland and Frisco have been two of the top teams in the Texas League South for many years. Midland, a franchise dating back to the 70s and beyond. Part of the Cubs, then Angels, then Athletics organizations. They've been an Athletics affiliate since 1999. And Polly wallops it foul. Midland's been a team that has given Frisco some fits over the years.
Yeah, I mean, last year, for example, in the playoffs, eliminating Frisco, the pair of half winners, Frisco winning the first half, Midland winning the second half, so they matched up against each other in the division playoffs. Frisco winning one game, losing two out of three. Frisco, when they won the first half last year, it was with 44 wins. The team right behind them in the division was Midland with 40 wins, and then flip-flopping in the second half. Midland with 44 and Frisco with 40. So they've been paired together. Just one small nugget there. And they lost the first, won the second, lost the third in the playoffs last year. It has been a trend for sure. Although Frisco is the more recent to win the Texas League. They won it back in 2022. Midland has lost in the Texas League Championship the last 2 years, including getting walked off by Arkansas a season ago.
However, they have a four-peat.
Yeah, that is true.
They four-peated from 2014-18. First four-peat since the Fort Worth Cats did it in the 20s. They won six in a row. High chopper to third. Mann picks it, fires to first, and it's dug out by Malone. Cam Colley retired. Striding to the plate is Luis Miesis. He has one of the three Riders hits. A two-run home run, his fifth of the year.
Well, speaking of the playoff battle, you mentioned the four-peat when Midland was very dominant in the middle of the 2010s. Frisco did get their championship in 2022. They didn't play Midland in the postseason that year.
Miesis might have another. In the air to right. The wind knocks it down. Perez is there, and there's two gone. As you were saying.
Yeah, so back in 2021, Frisco won the division, but they didn't even make the playoffs. It was restructured after COVID. Circle back all the way to 2014 when they had made the playoffs before that. They lost in the divisional round to Midland. 2012, they made the playoffs but didn't face Midland. And so the last time that Frisco was eliminated in the postseason by any team not named the Midland Rockhounds was 2012. It's been 13 years since any other team has done it against Frisco. These two teams have, I don't know, you could call them rivals if you want, have met each other a lot in the postseason, and Midland has tended to get the better of Frisco, but the Rough Riders boast the most recent Texas League title.
2022 was the year they won that title, as you just mentioned. That was the last time the Riders had beaten Midland in a six-game set.
Now, the one time Frisco does play better against Midland is in May. Call it Midland in May. Mid-May is what I'm calling it. There's 20 consecutive years that Midland has played at least a game versus Frisco, but it's not been since 2015. Midland has a winning record against Frisco in the month of May. So that's the one time, at least in the regular season, Frisco has performed remarkably well against the Rockhounds.
Gage jump with a 3-2 serve to Theo Hardy. High drive down the right field line, and it's just foul. First base umpire and crew chief Chad Patterson makes the call. The switch hitting Theo Hardy's been swinging it as of late. Five games with Frisco coming into this one. He's 4 for 14. He was batting just 164 across 20 games with High A Hub City. And he draws a walk. First walk for Gage Jump today. And looking back at that Luis Miesis home run, just one swing produced more runs today off Gage Jump than he allowed in his last 31-plus innings. Just one earned run over that span.
Wow.
Tucker Mitchell skies one shallow right. Perez screams in and makes the grab. Riders go down despite a base runner. 11-2 Rockhound still after five.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empowered your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill Tortilla Chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill Chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill Chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Gerardo Carrillo comes on for the Rough Riders. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Frisco trailing 11-2. He's Josh Warden. I'm Tyler Hamburg. This is Gerardo Carrillo, the Guadalajara, Mexico native, 26 years of age, a right-hander making his ninth appearance for the Rough Riders this year. His last one was one of the best he's had since coming off a season-ending injury last year. Henry Bolte ahead of the count 1-0. Carrillo came in to claim a save in the Riders' victory on May 22nd. He struck out 3 of 5 batters faced. He did allow 2 base hits. But the cutter felt great, the splitter felt great, and his fastball touched 99 miles per hour for the first time, he said, since 2019. ...3-0 on Bolte. Hit by pitch and a pair of strikeouts. That 2019 season for Carrillo, he was lights out through 9 starts with the Dodgers organization. And a walk for Bolte. Went just a bit off the outside. Well, today is a special day here at Riders Field because we get to wish congratulations on an incredible 15-year career to the heartbeat behind home plate. Bill Koch, legendary guest services worker behind the dish, who really is one of the key harbingers of baseball in Frisco. 15 years. And you know what's incredible, Josh, is that he's not even the longest tenured Riders employee. He said he's third. But what an incredible person. Cares so much about the people here at the ballpark. 1-1 on Luke Mann. And you've gotten to work with him as well.
He's great. I've known him about 3 years, and he is a staple of Riders Field. I mean, he is synonymous with the ballpark itself.
Lifelong California Angels fan. He will say California Angels. I'll be the first to tell you that. He grew up in California and grew up a fan of those Angels teams right as they had made that move during the 1961 expansion season. So we wish Bill well and congratulate him on a career built off passion and dedication for the fans. And it's not just Rough Riders games either. He's working the Frisco Classic here. He just loves being at the ballpark. Carrillo's 2-2. Way out in front of the splitter. Well, strikeout for Carrillo. Just pulled the string.
Tunnels well with the fastball, and you can tell that Luke Mann thought he knew where it was going to go, and maybe he was right about the location, but he was not right on the timing.
One down, one on for a Rubio on the lanes. Get down the middle. We told you Carrillo's from Guadalajara. And baseball is not something that is that popular in that state of Mexico. It's mainly a soccer state. But his brother has pitched a long time in the Mexican League. He's still pitching right now. Nearing year 15. Originally signed by the Dodgers in 2016, traded to Washington in that Max Scherzer and Trey Turner deal. Anytime you're included in a trade featuring those guys, probably means you've got some promise. Do you remember that trade?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't remember that Anales was part of it. Or Carrillo, I mean. But that is, yeah, I remember that one. That's a blockbuster.
Josiah Gray, part of that deal. Gabe Ruiz, part of that deal. Yanked down the left field line. Base hit for Anales. Zavala cuts it off on the track. And he holds McGuire at third.
Yeah, there's some miscommunication there. Carrillo, I'm not sure what sign he thought he had from Tucker Mitchell, but Tucker was trying to tell him to step off the rubber. He was motioning with his hand, step off, and uses one reset or make a pickoff move, something to reset, and Carrillo either didn't see him or, noticing the pitch count, the pitch clock was getting low, just said, I'm going to throw a pitch, and it, in retrospect, wishes that he had stepped off the rubber because that double puts two in scoring position.
Ninth hit for Midland tonight. 11 runs off those nine knocks. Runners on second and third for Junior Perez. He has struck out each of his last two times. Hit by pitch his first time up. Everybody has reached for the Rockhounds. Not every have claimed to hit. 11 runs combined between the second and third. The rest have been zeros. Nice spear there by Tucker Mitchell. Rough Riders are 5-1 when he's behind the plate. He's been able to see more time behind the dish, with Cooper Johnson making his way up to AAA Round Rock. Kale Emshoff came in, and Emshoff caught a handful of games in a small sample size, but was placed on the 7-day injured list after awkwardly sliding into third. So he works his way back. Here's the 1-1. Goes to that cutter away. Carrillo coming off Tommy John surgery. Spent a lot of time in Arizona last year at the complex in Surprise. Credits the medical staff there for all their support and help. Up that one a bit up. Mitchell set up outside there, Josh. Carrillo went towards the middle part of the play.
Yeah, he's been able to finish off one hitter. What he wouldn't love to get another strikeout, get Perez for a third time.
Splitter gets away from Mitchell. Bolte comes in. 12-2 Rockhounds.
I might have gotten crossed up. It looked like Mitchell had his glove in the right spot, but it didn't seem like he knew exactly the trajectory of that pitch.
We'll see how they score it. Potentially a pass ball, otherwise a wild pitch. 3-2. Cue shot to first. Ortiz up with it. Retires Perez, but Anales comes in to score. And it's a two-run frame after the Riders had pitched back-to-back scoreless frames.
A lot of small ball. I mean, as much as they've gotten the home run ball to work, and you've got the pair of three-run home runs from Brennan Malone, you've got four RBI groundouts today for Midland. So they've shown good balance. And, hey, if you're going to score 13 runs in a game, you're probably going to have a little both, small ball and the long ball.
Done it in every which way tonight. Shane McGuire, an RBI double. Down in an 0-1 hole. You look at the last four games with Midland. He needed a night like this in a big way. A 173 average, that was the third lowest in Double A among the 30 teams. 22 hits over the last four games, and seven runs scored, second lowest in Double A. That's a credit to the Rough Riders pitching staff that at one point went 26 innings straight without yielding an earned run. But to pair Midland's offensive barrage today with Gage Chubb's success, you'd have to think he's coming out for his third straight quality start to begin his Double-A career. Right now, Jump is working on 59 pitches, 44 of them strikes. Carrillo's 24th offering ties up McGuire. Nasty cutter from Carrillo. 13-2 Rockhounds on the way to the last of the sixth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving the DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. Alongside Josh Warden, Ken Jones, Pete Green, Tyler Danberg with you on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Midland scored five runs in the second. Luis Miesi's answered with a two-run homer in the bottom half of the inning. Then Midland propelled its way out to an 11-2 lead with a six-run third and then a two-run sixth inning. So it's Frisco's turn to answer with Aaron Zavala. Zavala, the Texas League leader in walks, has drawn two this week. He is now 17 walks away from setting a new all-time Frisco walks record for the franchise that dates back to 2003. He's been parts of every season in Frisco since 2022. So the biggest key for him has been playing free, playing loose. So the greatest piece of advice that he's gotten is we play a kid's game.
The fun part of it is in big situations. I mean, the time where you're most likely to get tense is big situations, late situations. And he's been remarkably clutch in the ninth inning or later this year. He's 6-for-8 in those situations.
And two home runs to boot.
Yeah, four walks. One of those hits is 1-for-1 this year. He's in the ninth inning. So he's been really good ever since he started in Double A. His very first year at Double A back in 2022, he had two walk-offs in the same series.
And he draws his Texas League leading 35th walk.
That's just amazing. He just draws so many walks. He's done that ever since he joined. He's now in his fourth year of Double A. It's the first time that Aaron Zavala is older than the average age of a Double A hitter. He'll turn 25 next month.
Fractured bat, flare down the left field line, and slices foul from Abimelech Ortiz. Zavala first ventured his way to Double A in 2022. 1 year after being a second-round pick by the Rangers. Pac-12 Player of the Year in 2021. His name is slathered all over the Oregon record books. Actually recruited him as a catcher. There was a log jam behind the plate. Two seniors came back. So they said, can he play third? So he played third, played a little second, then they moved him to the corner outfield. That has matriculated his professional journey. He's been a mainstay in the outfield. Two strikes on Ortiz, 0-2. His walk rate is up by over a percent, which might not seem like much, but he's now drawing walks over 11% of the time. Adds another notch to his game. Lofted to third, grabbed by Mann, crossbody throw to first, Malone fishes it out. A 5-3 double play. And the base is empty.
That was a fantastic defensive play. On both sides, in both corners. The throw to get it there to first, just ahead of Zavala diving back, and the pick at first to swipe it. That's fantastic.
Sebastian Walcott floats it to the right side. Malone doesn't have a play. 35th double play turned by the Rockhounds. It's now third in the Texas League. Four of the last five hits by Walcott have been for extra bases. Jump misses on the changeup. We talked to Tyler Wolf, Rough Riders hitting coach, on the Injuries Distributing pregame interview today, and he said what he's really been impressed by about Walcott. 1-2 is his approach in the box and what he's doing in the box, the preparation that he's put and tapped into going into at bats. He's really been impressed with his plan. The 1-2. The walks are down over his last 17 games, but he drew 16 through the first 22. He has still been able to go gap the gap. Fastball, bottom of the zone, can't clip the rail. And such an electrifying personality. Breaking ball fools him. Gage jump has struck out a half dozen over 75 pitches and six innings. He has now tossed three straight quality starts to begin his Double-A tenure. 13-2 Rockhounds on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer. Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So, don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Midland Rockhounds with 13 runs on 9 hits, no errors, and the Frisco Rough Riders with 2 runs on 2 hits and no errors. It's been all Rockhounds today. Shane McGuire takes the first pitch of this seventh inning from Gerardo Carrillo in the dirt for ball one. Midland putting up 5 runs in the second inning, 6 more in the third. They were not fazed at all by the 2-run home run for the Rough Riders' Luis Mieses, which is still the only runs Frisco has gotten. A 2-run blast only led to 6 more runs in response the very next half innings. McGuire charges one to left field, but playable for Zavala. Comes over and makes the catch. Actually, there has been a change in the outfield. That's Wadi Mendez. Zavala is out there and left, and Mendez has replaced him. And he makes the put out to begin the seventh inning. Brian Welvis, the batter, actually looks like we may have a pinch hitter. It's Mario Gomez pinch hitting for the Rockhounds. We do have a trivia question for you, Tyler, brought to you by Collin College. I'll explain how I thought of this, but the question is, who are the top 5 shortstops in RBIs in the 2000s? It's a bit of a birthday-related one. By the way, happy birthday to former Rough Riders manager Jared Getter, who was the manager when the Rough Riders won the Texas League back in 2022. The answer to this question, it's his birthday today. I'm not going to tell you who that is, obviously, as the tapper goes back to Carrillo, underhands to Ortiz for the out. 2 down and nobody on. So the answer, it's his birthday today. There's the impetus for the question. One of the best shortstops in the 2000s. So how many of those guys can you name? Top 5 in RBI since 2000, specifically of shortstops.
And primary shortstops, right?
Well, so it's RBIs in games when they were playing short.
Ooh.
So it's however many that is. You could play one game and hit 1,000 RBIs. That would count as 1,000.
Has that happened?
No. I can go on record as saying no.
Jeter.
Derek Jeter's on there. He is second. So, therefore, it's not his birthday today. Pitch to Colby. Colby Halter is a fair ball inside the line. Drew Buffelli falls, but he makes the correct call. It's a fair ball. The throw into second is in time. It bounces off the glove of Hardy, and it's a double for Colby Halter.
Well, how about the dedication here by Drew Buffelli at third? Carrillo goes to that backdoor heat. Halter pokes it to third. How about that little right-legged stick out there by Buffelli? He didn't give up on calling it a fair ball.
That's good mechanics. It's a double for Halter. Brennan Malone, the batter, 2 home runs today, bookended by 2 strikeouts. It's been boom or bust today for Brennan Malone. Runner at second, 2 down, and 11-run lead for the Rockhounds. Carrillo's pitch inside. All right, so you got number 2, Jeter, second since 2000 in RBIs of shortstops. Who else you got?
Miguel Tejada?
He is the birthday boy. Number 1, the only guy with 1,000. Well done.
Tejada they come, Tejada they fall.
Well done. Miguel Tejada, 1,046 for him. See, you already won. Try to get the rest of the top 5 if you can, but you already get at least an A-, if not better.
I can't believe it's Miguel Tejada's birthday.
Right? How did you not celebrate all day long, Tyler? I've been up since dawn celebrating his birthday. There's Carrillo's 1-0 to Malone, and he grounds one softly foul. We got one that peaked more in the 2000s, one earlier, middle 2010s, and then I won't give you too many hints. Well, I'll let you take a stab at any other shortstops you can guess.
Elvis Andrews?
No.
Francisco Lindor?
Yes, he is fourth. 799. Andres was 10th, so I'll give you a top 10 nod there. 2-1 pitch to Malone is fouled away.
Thank you for the participation trophy, John. This is a great question. Troy Gloss?
No.
Who's your shortstop?
Got one that was played for three teams, but primarily the Phillies.
Jimmy.
Yes. Jimmy Rollins. He's number three. Here's a fly ball to left field. And Mendez has it measured in front of the warning track, makes the catch. The inning comes to an end. Carrillo gets out of it without a score. Troy Tulowitzki, the final one of the top five. Tulo, there's your Collin College trivia question. Best shortstop. Tyler did well. All right, we head to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch from Frisco. 13-2 Rockhounds on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, on Memorial Day Eve here from Frisco, Texas, thanks for joining us on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warren alongside Tyler Danberg with the Midland Rockhounds leading 13-2 over the Rough Riders here in this series finale. It'll be Kaber Rodriguez to lead off against Gage Jump, who's staying out there for the bottom of the seventh inning. Jump was gone six strong innings, just two hits allowed. They were in the same inning, back in the second, with Luis Miesi's homered after Josh Hatcher's single and scored two runs, and that's been it for Frisco against Gage Jump. But overall, Tyler, it's been a fun series. Again, worst-case scenario, the Rough Riders still come out of this series. They started in second place. They're going to end it no matter what in first place.
And they overcame that 12-3 loss on Tuesday by rattling off four straight wins with timely hitting, timely pitching, really dominant pitching. I mean, the fact that they were able to do a complete 180 the bulk of this week compared to last week, where it was a track meet through five games against Corpus Christi. 82 combined runs scored in that week's series. For them to win three games, Josh, decided by one run, says a lot about the different ways that Frisco can beat teams.
So Caber Rodriguez steps in and takes a first pitch strike from Gage Jump. Just the 75th pitch of the day. He's been pretty efficient to get through six-plus innings. Lefty back into his motion. And he gets Rodriguez to chase outside 0-2. This is Rodriguez's third plate appearance of the day. By contrast, Colby Halter, the leadoff man for Midland, got his third plate appearance back in the third inning. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Seventh strikeout of the day for Gage Jump. Still going strong. He struck out two in a row, dating back to last inning. He has not allowed a hit since the Luis Meneses home run back in the second inning. Only runs he has allowed today or this entire series. This is now his 13th inning of work against the Rough Riders this week. Josh Hatcher takes a called strike. Six scoreless on Tuesday against the Rough Riders in the opener. Midland blew out the Rough Riders, but then Frisco won four straight after that. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Hatcher on the outside edge. So if this score holds, Midland will end up dominating the run differential since they're still outscoring Frisco by two entering today, let alone the 11-run margin they have in their favor. But they're 1-4 this series. Ground ball, Jump tries to backhand it, doesn't make contact with it, which makes it easier for Angeles, and the shortstop makes the play. Two down and nobody on.
This fastball has made Jump so effective. When he winds up and cocks back that left arm, I mean, it's such a funky motion. A deceptive arm slot. It's almost like he's hiding this baseball.
Cam Colley swings and fouls it back. They haven't been able to figure him out. I mean, even facing him twice in a series, which theoretically would make things easier. And yes, it's gone a little better than the Tuesday game, with at least two runs across against Jump. Gage into his winds, and Colley fouls him just over the netting. Jump just along the home run, which has been a trend for Frisco. They do have, you know, one home run today. That's their 18th home run this month for the Rough Riders, which is around the middle of the league. The problem has more been allowing home runs. They've allowed 26, most in the league here in the month. 0-2 pitch. Colley swings late at the fastball, and Gage Jump rings him up at 98 on the gun. Strikes out his ninth of the day, and he has gone seven innings with just two runs against him. Strong work for the left-hander for the Rockhounds. We head to the top of the eighth inning here from Frisco. Rockhounds ahead 13-2 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
This spring, elevate your plate and serve up deliciousness at any budget. Take a trip to your local Wild Fork. Whether you're getting a jump on summer by firing up the grill or trying something new and fresh for spring, Wild Fork has everything you need at prices you'll love. When you're tired of the same old, come discover 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items. When you're tired of the same old, come discover over 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items and more at any of our 7 DFW Wild Fork locations. With Las Colinas and Addison locations opening this spring, visit us at www.wildforkfoods.com to learn more.
Now for the top of the eight from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
In front of 6,582 here on a Sunday evening, we're on to the eighth inning here from Frisco. The Rough Riders trailing big to the Midland Rockhounds 13-2. Travis McGregor into the ballgame. He gets a hard hit line drive foul from Henry Bolte leading off here in the eighth. McGregor, the right-hander, former second-round pick, enters the ballgame in relief for the Rough Riders, has a 4.66 ERA to his name this year with the Rough Riders, his 17th appearance, 0-1 record. McGregor's 0-1 delivery is outside. He replaces Larson Kindrank, who went two innings in relief and settled down this Rough Riders pitching staff and defense after the starter, Trey Schupak, allowed 11 earned in his three innings. Kindrank able to throw two scoreless. It's just off the outside black from Travis McGregor, so he's trying to continue a valiant effort for the bullpen to have to cover a lot of innings and against a red-hot offense. And so far, the pen has done well. Gerardo Carrillo also in the mix there, pitched the two innings prior, gave up one run. So from Kindrank to Carrillo, one earned run charge to the bullpen so far for the Rough Riders over four innings. McGregor comes set, and his 3-1 delivery is at the knees for a strike. McGregor got the save on Friday. He was the 10th different Rough Riders pitcher to record a save in 2025. That's the most number of players on any team with a save in all of minor league baseball. 3-2 pitch, low and outside. Bolte draws a leadoff walk, his third free pass of the day. He's yet to put the ball in play today. Two walks, a hit by pitch, and two strikeouts. Once again, congratulations, former Rough Rider Alejandro Osuna, part of a winning effort today for the Texas Rangers, making his MLB debut. That's on the road to the show board. That'll be there for a long time, that sticker. Pitch at the knees to Luke Mann. Actually, they'll make a more permanent one. That specific one won't be there for a long time, but they have a temporary one just to show, hey, he played today. And then they get a real one produced, and it looks even better. But that one looked good.
Just the placeholder.
Right. The 0-1 pitch to Luke Mann swung on and missed. So one on and nobody out for the Midland Rockhounds. They've scored in three different innings today, and big innings each. Crooked numbers in the second, third, and sixth innings. Five runs, six runs, and two more runs in those three respective innings. 0-2 pitches outside to Luke Mann. Maybe the most impressive part is how they cleaned up each inning, where there was a RBI ground out to get the final runner home. In those innings that they've scored runs, they have not left anyone on base. They scored 13 runs in those innings. Didn't leave any meat on the bones. They stranded just four overall today while taking a big lead over the Rough Riders. But Frisco, in a sense, will have the last laugh this series. They've already won the series, four games out of five. Worst case scenario, they'll be 1.5 games up over Midland in first place in the South Division. This pitch is hit on the ground left side, gets past Rodriguez down the left field line. A single for Luke Mann, taking it opposite way for a base knock.
Yeah, it's been really impressive how Midland has just been able to hit with the pitches that they get. They're not necessarily trying to do too much, but you've seen Luke Mann do it. You've seen Colby Halter do it, where they just get something near the hands, inside part of the plate, and they take it the other way. Cable Rodriguez was playing well off the line there, so Mann seized an opening and sent it into left.
Speaking of guys with good contact this series, Aribiel Angeles is taking all the way in the first pitch. And it's a ball to make it 1-0. Angeles 3-for-4 today with a double and 10 hits on the series. 10-for-22 this week against the Rough Riders. McGregor set, and his 1-0 pitch grounded past the pitcher, goes right to Hardy, underhands to short. Colley makes the turn. It's a 4-6-3 twin killing. Wipes out Luke Mann at second base with Theo Hardy able to start out the double play. Wasn't hit particularly hard at him, but close enough to second base to make it fairly routine.
And that turn throw by Cauley was a thing of beauty, too. He stepped with his right foot and still threw off his back hip.
Quarterback out of the pocket makes the accurate throw on the run.
Former All-State receiver in high school.
I bet they had a few trick plays, a little reverse and throw for Cam Cauley. Juan Perez now at the plate for the Rockhounds, trying to get a runner in from a third. 1-0 pitch to Perez is at the knees for a strike. Perez has an RBI today, but no hits. He is 0-for-3 and an RBI ground out. One of four times that the Rockhounds have brought in a run on a ground ball out. Perez takes on the outside edge for a strike. One ball and two strikes from Travis McGregor. The wind continues to blow out towards left field. Been pretty blustery today. Here's the ball to the backstop. Bounces off the pad, comes back to the catcher, Mitchell, but his throw is late. And the run comes home. Bolte scores on the wild pitch. It's now 14-2. Midland takes a dozen-run lead.
It looked like that fastball just slipped out of the hand of McGregor. And Bolte's got great speed. I mean, he's swiped 17 of 18 bags.
It's the 3-2. Perez protects himself by swinging and might have clipped his fingers on the swing. Either way, it's a foul ball. And now they're saying he is out and the inning is over. So Perez ends the inning. And one run does come in on the wild pitch. Okay, so we head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 14-2. And Midland still leads it over the Frisco Rough Riders and the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
We've got a Benjamin Franklin Fleming call to the bullpen for the Midland Rockhounds who lead this game 14-2 over the Frisco Rough Riders. It's Will Johnston, the hometown kid here in Frisco. He's from Grapevine, just a short drive away. The left-hander enters for the Rockhounds in the bottom of the eighth to face Luis Mieses, his first pitch of the day. It's just a bit high to Mieses, ball one. Johnston, a 13th-round pick. He played college ball here in the Lone Star State for Texas A&M. But from Grapevine here in the DFW area. 1-0 pitch is a strike. Second appearance here in his hometown area. He struck out two and retired all three of the batters he faced
3 days ago. Pitch one inning. 1-1 toss to Meaces, fouls it back. But he's got to face a good hitter. Meaces is the only guy to produce much today for the Rough Riders, who trail by a dozen now after allowing one more run in the top of this eighth inning. Meaces with a home run today. Two-run blast, the only swing that has gotten a run in for the Rough Riders today. 1-2 pitch, takes a soft roller up the right side, but a foul ball for Meaces, and he's got a chance to redo it here in a 1-2 count.
Well, Meaces is really good at turning on fastballs down and in. And Johnston goes straight over the top. Just full downward movement here. It's just kind of strength on strength.
Into his wind, and Johnston's 1-2. It's swung on and missed, and the breaking ball. The throw from McGuire up to first puts away Meaces. One away here in the eighth. Brings up Theo Hardy, the second baseman for the Rough Riders. Hardy 0-for-1, a strikeout and a walk this evening. Here is the Sunday finale. Rough Riders have a day off tomorrow. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. Hope your weekend has been great. The Rough Riders already winning the series, and even if this doesn't change much, they'll still be 1.5 games over Midland, the first and second place teams, respectively, in the Texas League South. Johnston winds and gets Hardy to swing through the 0-1. It's quickly ahead. No balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders unable to continue their hot streak of late, unless things change here late in this game. They're on a four-game winning streak, which was especially important because they had lost six of the previous eight prior to that. Their best record so far this year was 15 days ago. They were 20-11. But then they went on a bit of a slide. Again, lost six out of eight, turned it around with a four-game winning streak. Hardy chops one up the third baseline. It rolls foul. By percentage, that record of 20-11 that they had a couple weeks ago is still better than what they're standing at today at 26-17. But still, the four-game winning streak enough to push them back into first place. The pitch to Hardy, he spoils it up the right side and stays alive. Hardy, four-year player at San Jose State, a 23-year-old, trying to battle through in this eighth inning and start a bit of a rally here with one out, nobody on. Takes right over the middle, though, and fooled, struck out looking. Good start to the inning for Will Johnston. Two strikeouts, and he has retired all five he has faced this series, both here this inning, and he struck out four of the five batters he's faced here in Frisco this week.
This breaking pitch is working so well for Will Johnston. Theo Hardy, I think, down the road, plays a nice role out of that eight spot because he plays great defense, one, as a key kickstarter in double plays, but also, two, he's seeing a lot of pitches. And I think he can wear out pitchers to set up the top of the order.
Mitchell swings and fouls his 1-0-2 to count. Well, if the Rough Riders don't score any here, they'll need a big ninth inning rally. They'll be down by at least 12. They've done well in ninth innings this year. They're plus 16 in the run differential in ninth innings. 0-2 to Mitchell, high and away. In all innings other than the ninth, they're minus 10, and that includes today. So maybe they're just getting ready for even a bigger run differential. Really chalking some runs on the board. That's all they're doing. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Mitchell. It's in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Mitchell 0-for-2 today. Entering today, he had played 21 games for Frisco. That's the same as last year. He spent 21 games with the Rough Riders, having split time at three different levels. He's been hitting better this year than last year. He hit just 100 last season. Mitchell takes a ball just inside, 3-2. He's hitting 203 entering today. One home run, 3-for-6 on the series entering today's action. He's got two fairly well hit balls today, a fly out and a line out this evening. Payoff pitch. Mitchell hits one well to center field, but Bolte was in perfect positioning. Barely has to move. Makes the play, and it's a 3-up, 3-down inning for the hometown kid. Will Johnston cruises through the 8th. And we head on to the top of the 9th inning from Frisco. Tyler Danberg brings us home when we return on the play-by-play. After this, 14-2 rockout on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind, the kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the 9th on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
One of the better stories on this Riders Club, chock full of them, comes on for a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. It's right-hander Chancer Lara, who's in his first season of minor league baseball since 2018 with the Royals organization. He faces Shane McGuire to start off the 9th with Midland on top, 14-2, trying to close this series off. Despite the Riders winning this series already. There's a high fastball to McGuire, and it's 1-0. Chancer Lara makes his 10th appearance. He's 1-0 with a 3.38 earned run average, 20 strikeouts to just 5 walks over 16 innings. Lara has pitched 6 straight innings without allowing an earned run. He allowed one unearned run, inheriting a runner in extra innings, pitching the 10th and 11th innings in the Riders' walk-off victory 2 Fridays ago on a Josh Hatcher walk-off single. He got the win in that one, allowed just one hit, struck out 4. He's got 10 strikeouts over his last 3 appearances. McGuire 2-for-3, reaching base 3 times via a single, a double, and a walk. Ahead 3-1. The lone other season between 2018 and 2025 for Lara professionally was in winter ball. 3-2. He pitched in the Nicaraguan Winter League. He made 7 appearances. But those 7 appearances have been the only ones since he was the pitcher of the year in his league in 2018. Punched foul, stays full. The praise for Lara comes on that fastball when he elevates it at the top of the zone. John Goebel, former Riders pitching coach, now pitching coordinator and pitching coach with AAA Round Rock, was raving about that high fastball, saying that Lara's been really working on throwing that more. There he goes to the slider. and he spoils Shane McGuire. 11th strikeout of the last four appearances for Chancer Lara.
It's an amazing story, and I really enjoyed sitting down with Carlos Cardoza today, the Rough Riders manager. We chatted for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, and I didn't even ask him specifically about Lara, but he brought him up and just started monologuing about him for a while, told the whole story that you were just talking about, and you could tell maybe pride is the right word, or appreciation, respect from Cardoza of Lara's story, and you to see a manager take that amount of personal emotion over a player and to just post about him, and you could tell how much he cared and how much he could tell that the journey had taken Lara a long ways, and to get back to this level, it meant a lot to Cardoza. He is not taking it lightly to have a player like this on his pitching staff and to see what he's done. So it was fun to hear just from Cardoza's mouth to hear what it meant to him to have this player on his roster.
Ryan Buelbas flies it into left center field. Wadi Mendez sprints over, puts it away. I'm sure it was great for you getting to catch up with Carlos Cardoza being here in 2023.
Carlos is great. I mean, we both arrived here in Frisco in 23, and he loves it here. I mean, you can tell he wanted to stick because he had bounced around a lot. He's been in the Rangers organization for 9 years, but prior to that, he had jumped around. It had been five places in 5 years, from Dominican Summer League to rookie ball to low A to high A to double A. It was one year, and then another place and one more year. But then now in double A, he got here and has been here for 3 years, and that's been by choice. I think he could have moved around and change if he wanted to, but he loves it here, and the organization loves him. He relates to all the players. He's bilingual. I mean, just you can go on and on, but he's just, most of all, one of the kindest, most relatable human beings you'll ever meet. And so it's awesome to reconnect. He's an old soul. He's 38, but he feels like he's 55. He can boast about torn MCLs. He played baseball for a college that no longer exists. Like, the guy is funny how young and old he is at the same time. Armstrong Atlantic State, for those listening and wondering. That's played baseball. It doesn't even exist anymore.
After he started out at Georgia State.
That's right.
His brother's in the Rangers organization. His managerial start. His parents have been in town multiple times. I believe he said he has a cousin in town as well. Parents live in Waco. One and two on Mario Gomez. Came in as a designated hitter. He swings and misses from Chancer Lara. Well, if there's a silver lining today for the Riders, it is the ninth straight scoreless inning for Chancer Lara. On our way to the bottom of the ninth, 14-2 Rockhounds.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
To upgrade your vehicle, the opportunity to save on a new Chevy is at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Shop Classic Memorial Day pricing all month long. Holiday savings you need from the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Plus, trade-in values are surging. If you missed the last time, this is your redemption story. We'll pay you top dollar. Opportunity doesn't wait. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGservice.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Gustavo Rodriguez comes on for the Rockhounds. His fourth appearance with Midland up from High A Lansing. He has yet to allow a run this year between High A and Double A. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. And Juani Mendez steps in. Came in as a defensive replacement for Aaron Zavala a few innings back. Alongside Josh Warden, Tyler Danberg here with you. Thanks for spending your Sunday night with us on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. For Juani Mendez, a 20-year-old from Low A Hickory, this is just a great chance for him to get at-bats at the Double A level. He's been used mainly as a pinch runner or defensive replacement. This marks his second at-bat at the Double A level. So a couple good things that you can take away from this situation. It's a way to allow some of these younger guys to get ABs down by 12. And the bullpen has looked great as well. This Riders bullpen has had to work six innings. They've only surrendered three runs, two of them earned, and four hits altogether. 1-2. Changeup dips low. Well, Gustavo Rodriguez, a former farmhand at the Cardinals. Cardinals then released him. Athletics scooped him up. Then he was a Rule 5 pick. He ties up Mendez. And Abimelech Ortiz coming to the plate. So Rodriguez was signed by the Athletics, immediately made a Rule 5 pick. The Angels selected him in the minor league phase last December. Then he was released on March 20th, while the Athletics picked him back up again. Now, you're wondering, well, isn't that the Rule 5 draft? That's the major league phase of the Rule 5 draft. 1-1 on Ortiz, big whiff. If you're drafted in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft, you don't get outrighted back to the team that you were once with because you didn't make the opening day roster. That's the major league phase, where you either have to make the opening day roster or stay with the team for the entire season, otherwise designated for assignment, or if you don't make the opening day roster, return back to the team that you were originally had the rights to. But he has been lights out. This is his second appearance this series. Pitched a scoreless eighth on Wednesday. Allowed just one hit over six innings with Lansing, the High A affiliate of the Athletics. And to think, Midland was supposed to have Luis Morales, fourth-ranked prospect, start two nights ago. Well, he pitched six no-hit innings with AAA Las Vegas last night. Las Vegas Aviators off to a great start. They're 32-17. AAA Round Rock Express for the Rangers. They played a couple of wild baseball games lately. Ortiz drills it to right. And it's hauled in by Perez. Barking out of the Rockhounds dugout. Cass Cousins steps back in behind the plate as the home plate umpire.
Here's Juan Zubaran hitting.
The 19-year-old from Venezuela getting a chance to hit. Subaran from Valencia, Venezuela. Same town as Franier Chavez, the birthday boy yesterday up at AAA Round Rock. Rough Riders down to their final out. Subaran grew up just 30 minutes from Caber Rodriguez. And he stays alive, did not go around there on the breaking stuff. Double-A debut for Subaran. First double-A at bat. 2-2. Fastball just a bit out. Up next for the Rockhounds, they'll take on Corpus Christi at home for six games starting 5:30 on Tuesday. Riders travel to Amarillo. The 3-2. Subaran stays alive. He played one game with High A Hub City before getting the bump up to double A. He's been taking in this double A experience. He's been enjoying being in Frisco. Rodriguez serves it up. Chopper up the middle, snakes into center. Welcome to double A baseball, Juan Subaran.
Doesn't matter if it's going to blow out in the bottom of the ninth, so goes in the box score as a base hit in your first at bat. And that snaps a streak because the Rough Riders haven't had a hit since that home run for Luis Miesi's back in the second inning. There are two runs in the second, no hits since then. From the end of the second until the bottom of the ninth, and a base hit for Subaran.
21 straight batters came to the plate without recording a hit. Walks to Theo Hardy and Aaron Zavala being the lone two times. One of those 21 batters wasn't retired. Here's Caber Rodriguez. Shoots it back up the middle. Past the second baseman Halter into center. Subaran hung up. Goes back to second. Anales apply the tag. And everybody's safe.
A little dangerous running. I'm not sure what Juan was thinking a second. I think he was still working on getting the signs from Carlos Cardozo. He's got to know bottom of the ninth. There's no reason to risk it. It's a basic, you know, shallow center field. No chance to go to third. So he's got to know. Don't get too far out second. And almost got pegged out to end the game.
So a small little rally here for the Riders. Josh Hatcher coming up to the plate. Hatcher today, 1-for-3. He has hit safely in 10 of his last 11 games. The 1-0. And he's at his best. He's spraying it to all fields, especially to the backside, the other way into left. That's where his last home run went. Him and Abimelech Ortiz are tied for the team lead with six. 1-1 home. 1-2. Let's go back down to its final strike. Rodriguez ready. Hatcher stays alive. It's 2-2. Frisco and Amarillo meet at Hodgetown on Tuesday at 7:05. First of six. The 2-2. Hatcher does not offer. Three, two count here on Hatcher. You don't often see many of those. He has drawn just five walks this year. The payoff. Cut on and missed, and the Rockhounds win it. Midland wins the final game of the series, 14-2, anchored by 11 runs in the second and third innings. The Riders fall to 26-18, but still have a 1.5 game lead in the Texas League South. Midland with a win goes to 25-20. Well, it was a great week here at Riders Field. A book-ending series for the Rockhounds, winning games 1 and 6, but the meet won by the Riders. 4 straight victories for Frisco to catapult their lead by a game and a half by series end. For our producer, Ken Jones, technical director, Peyton Reed, my partner, Josh Warden, Zach Bigley, and everybody involved in making this possible, Tyler Danberg signing off. You've been watching the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
But we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, welcome back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. It was pretty much all Midland Rockhounds today. This is Josh Warren alongside Tyler Danberg. It was fun to join Tyler on the broadcast today, sitting in for Zach Bigley, who will be back on Tuesday. But Zach did not miss a lot of runs for Frisco. They put up just 2 today, give up 14. They still win the series, which they had secured entering today's action. But for what it's worth, today goes the Rockhounds' way. They draw within 1.5 games of the Rough Riders for first place in the Southern Division, so we're officially into the home stretch of the first half. 3/4 through the first half, 3/8 the way through the season, if you like fractions. And Frisco in first place, 1.5 games over Midland. Here's how this game played out. It started out looking like maybe it would develop into a pitcher's duel. First inning, both pitchers tossed a scoreless and hitless first. Trey Schupak struck out the first 2 batters he faced, and although he did hit 1 batter, then got a foul out and cruised through the first inning. Even better for Gage Jump. He went 1-2-3 with 2 strikeouts. But the pitcher's duel did not last long. Schupak was spotted for 5 runs in the second inning. That included a 3-run home run for Brennan Malone. And he wasn't done with those 3-run home runs. Came back in the very next inning in the third with another 3-run blast when the Rockhounds put up 6 more. So they had 11 runs between the second and third innings. Now, the Rough Riders did cause some damage in between those 2 big innings. Luis Mieses hit a 2-run home run in the second, but again, sandwiched in between those 2 big innings for Midland, it did little other than avoid the shutout, made a little closer for a moment, but Midland firmly took control immediately afterwards, both because of the 6-run inning, but also because after Mieses hit the home run, the Rough Riders just about didn't get a hit for the rest of the game. Now, down to their final strike in the 9th inning, Juan Soberon got his first hit in Double-A in the bottom of the 9th, or else we would have said they did not get a hit since the home run in the second inning. Now, they did get back-to-back singles. Caber Rodriguez followed with a base hit. They didn't score in the 9th inning, but they did get back-to-back hits And that was half of their hits in the ball game when Subaran and Rodriguez singled in the ninth, but were both stranded to end the ball game. So in the end, the Rough Riders got two runs on four hits and no errors. Meanwhile, Midland, their final line, 14 runs on 11 hits and no errors. Really weird bookending of the series, because if you go back to Tuesday's game, the only other win for the Rockhounds, when they scored 12 runs on 15 hits. So between those two games, that's 26 runs on 26 hits. In the middle four games, that's twice as many games, twice as many innings to work with, they scored just 7 runs across all four of those games and lost all four. So the Rough Riders dominating the middle portion, whereas Midland took advantage on the in caps. But Frisco will take that. After all, they won 4 out of 6 and ultimately won the series. And we'll go into this next weekend on the road having a first place to boast about, leading over Midland by a game and a half. Trey Schupach is the losing pitcher today. Gage Jump earns the win in this ballgame. Schupach drops to 3-2 now in the season, 4-2 overall. 3-2 is his record in Frisco, this being his seventh start of the year. The interesting note for the former Midland pitcher, yes, he used to be a farmhand for the Athletics. He pitched for the Rockhounds back in 2022 and 2023, and he was pretty good for Midland. He was a starter in 22, only spent a little bit of time with the Rockhounds that year. He made 3 starts, then came back the next year and was a relief pitcher, made 25 appearances out of the bullpen. By the time he got to the Rangers organization and now facing against Midland, he's a starter in Texas's organization. Back when he pitched for Midland, he never did lose a game. He obviously wasn't a pitcher of record very often, having only started 3 games and then was a reliever in 23. But he was a combined 4-0 for Midland. And then he was the losing pitcher on Tuesday in the opener against Midland. He's the loser in the finale today against Midland. All that to say, Trey Schupach has now made 30 appearances in Midland games. That's 28 for Midland in his career, 2 against Midland. And in all 30, whenever he's the pitcher of record, it's always in favor of Midland, whether that's the 4 wins he has been credited with in the Midland uniform or the 2 losses he's been saddled with when pitching against Midland. So the Rockhounds enjoy when Trey Schupach pitches, whether that's for or against them, today being one example of that, as he suffers the loss, having given up 11 earned over his 3 innings of work. On that note, let's look through the box score, starting with the pitching for the Rough Riders. Schupach started it and suffered the loss. The bullpen, however, was pretty good. Sometimes when the starter gets tagged for a lot of runs, the offense just keeps the hot hitting going and continues to rack up runs the rest of the way, but that was not the case. Schupach gave up 11 runs all earned, but right after that, Larson Kindreich pitched 2 scoreless innings, just 1 hit, struck out a pair, and settled things down, threw some water on the fire, and held Midland in check in the 4th and 5th innings. Gerardo Carrillo pitched well in 2 innings of his own. He did give up 1 earned run, 2 hits, but he also struck out 2. Then Travis McGregor went 1 inning, did get charged with 1 run, had 1 strikeout, 1 hit. And then Janzer Lara pitched the 9th inning and struck out a pair, did not allow a hit in the 9th inning. It was fun to see him pitch for the journeyman here in his latest appearance for the Rough Riders. So that's the pitching numbers for Frisco today. Offensively for the Rough Riders, Aaron Zavala led off for Frisco. He went 0-for-2, but he did draw a walk, continues to lead the league in that category. That was his 35th of the season for Frisco and leads the league. Wandy Mendez pinch hit for him, went 0-for-1 on the day. Abimelech Ortiz went 0-for-4 on the evening. Sebastian Walcott was 0-for-3 today. Juan Solbron 1-for-1 pitch hitting for him. Caber Rodriguez 1-for-4. Josh Hatcher 1-for-4. Cam Colley went 0-for-3 with a run. Luis Miesis 1-for-3 with a home run. 2-run blast for Luis. And then Theo Hardy 0-for-2 and Tucker Mitchell 0-for-3. We'll take a quick break and come back to wrap things up as we continue on the post-game show with the Midland Rockhounds winning 14-2 over the Rough Riders today. Stay with us for more post-game coverage after this.
Come out to Riders Field in May for a loaded schedule of promotions. Join us for Bowling for Soup Night, Harry Potter Night presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Star Wars Night, Texas Monthly Taco Fest presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, and much more. For tickets and more on our May promos, go to RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Team and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Team, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at RidersBaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season!
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Always love hearing Evan Carter's voice. What a player in 2023. That was the year I was calling games with the Rough Riders. Fun to be back and fill in for Zach Bigley for one game. Zach will be back on the call at Amarillo, where Frisco will go for the next series. Get tomorrow off for Memorial Day. Fireworks going right now here at Riders Field. The Rough Riders will not be back here at Riders Field until next month, June 3rd. Just 1 week on the road, and then hosting Springfield June 3rd through the 8th. And then back to Midland June 10th. So not too long until the Rough Riders try for a little revenge after today's loss, 14-2 at the hands of the Rockhounds. But again, Frisco wins the series over Midland. Take a quick look at the Texas League scores before we sign off today. Final score from San Antonio, the Missions defeat Wichita 3-2 and improve to 3 games over .500. Springfield defeats Tulsa 5-2 today. Northwest Arkansas defeats Arkansas 6-5, the Naturals winners in a one-run game. Corpus Christi still in action in a tie score with Amarillo, bottom of the eighth. It's 4-4, both teams with 4 runs on 7 hits and 2 errors. Exact same line score for both the Hooks and the Soddies there in Corpus Christi. And, of course, 14-2, Midland wins it today to close out the series here in Frisco. Well, my thanks to Zach Bigley, to Tyler Danberg, for Ken Jones, for Peyton Reed, for everyone else with the Frisco Rough Riders. My name is Josh Warden. Fun to be with you today on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Hope to talk to you again some point, but it's been fun today to close out the series here in Frisco. Until next time, have a great rest of your Sunday afternoon, everyone, and have a great Memorial Day. This has been a production of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing and Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!